producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Every now and then I'm asked, what's the best way to get pregnant? And, you know, I say, oh, have sex. You know, thank you, that'll be $50. No, I know that, but I mean, are there any tricks to getting pregnant? Tricks in the bedroom. And yeah, and I've told you guys how to get pregnant, and I'll do that again. But the reason why I bring this up is there's a study talking about the best sexual positions. Dr. Marilyn Gianville reveals the best sexual position to get pregnant and conceive. Now, I'm sure you guys could guess, okay? Because remember, I was able to get pregnant twice. And first time we tried. And you guys all know what position I am very adept in, right? Missionary. Exactly. And that actually does pretty well. Okay? They say the missionary position. I gotta tell you, man, my kids know. I think it's important for my kids to know how they were conceived. Because, I mean, what, there's nothing like private. I didn't videotape it, of course. I mean, they don't need to see that. But, and it's not like they really listen to the show. But it's no secret, okay? The last thing, think about it, okay? Do you want the kids thinking that you did reverse cowgirl? Wait a second. They say there's a wheelbarrow sex position. I think I could imagine what that is. Yeah, I don't want my kids thinking that. They also talk about, quote-unquote, doggy style. No, that's ridiculous. Let them think it was very religious. Missionary. That's right. I think they'll be less messed up in the head. Anyway, according to fertility expert Dr. Marilyn Glenville, the position you and your partner assume during and immediately after having sex can significantly alter your chances of becoming pregnant. Now, I know some of you guys are like, well, wait a second, Dahlia, you said usually whenever you had sex before, the guy was already halfway out the door afterwards. Yeah, but remember, he already gave me the package. So, package delivered, he could leave. He could flee. Okay? So, according to this doctor, she said, lies in passage the sperm the reason, she says, lies in passage the sperm take into the vagina and then on to the fallopian tube. The man on top position has the best chance of getting a woman pregnant. But she cautioned that there are no scientific studies to back up the theory. I'm sure we have a lot of people out there volunteering to be in this study. But I don't know of any paid studies, guys. So, you know, well, I'm sure that doesn't matter if paid either. The rationale is that the position allows for deep penetration so the man's sperm could be ejaculated. This is a quote from her, as close to the cervix, the opening of the womb, as possible. This gives the sperm cells a flying start on their long journey. And I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, the sperm flies? I personally think it does. It's supposed to swim. It's got the little flagella, and it's supposed to, like a little fishy or like a little tadpole, go upstream. But I personally think there's some leaps and bounds and somersaults and triple axels and double lutzes. I personally think we got some acrobatics going on as well. They say the closer they are to the ripe egg waiting in the fallopian tube, several centimeters further up. Remember I told you guys, you get pregnant in the fallopian tube, not the uterus. You guys know your anatomy? Do you know your lady's anatomy? Does it matter beyond the vagina? Yes, it does matter. Okay, you got the ovaries. Then you got a little opening space. an egg pops out from the ovary, and again, in a triple somersault, makes a landing, sticks a landing, lands in the fallopian tube. As it is going through the fallopian tube, it waits for its knight in shining armor, Mr. Sperm, to come in and meet with it. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, she's like, well, hi. And he's like, hey, baby. And she's like, oh, hi. So, but how does the sperm get all the way up into the fallopian tube? Now let's look at his pathway. Okay? So, testicle, right? Vas deferens up by the prostate, gets some seminal fluid, goes down through its urethra, out the penis. Hopefully there's no air in between, okay? No amine should need to be involved. Into the vagina, up the cervix. Now, the cervix is the opening of the uterus. That's what has to dilate when you give birth. You know, 10 centimeters. Oh, my gosh, baby's coming. That's the cervix. But usually when the cervix is, you're not in labor, it's really, really tiny, okay? It's just like a little baby hole, like a little, it looks to me like a fish eye. It's about the size of a fish eye. A small fisheye. All right. Then the sperm has to go in there up through the cervix, and the cervix could be a few centimeters long. And then it's in the uterus. So it's in the uterus, and it's floating around the uterus. Got sperm all over the place, kind of like a big fishbowl. And then it has to go up and find the opening up to the fallopian tube. Climb into the fallopian tube and meet the egg. So it's got, there's a lot, you know, for you to get pregnant, it's got to be super sperm. I told you, one of my kids said, I must be a good swimmer. And I go, why? Because daddy's sperm that made me had to be a good swimmer. And I was like, wow, did you learn that at school? Hope you learned that at school and nowhere else. Anyway, okay, so they say if a man enters a woman from behind, especially if she is kneeling in front of him or at an angle, her bottom then is higher than her head, and that could also encourage conception. Oh, wow. So it looks like there's a second option. But for these couples who love having sex in the spoon position, where both partners face the same way, not as good. Okay? It decreases your chances because the angle is a completely messed up angle. It just does it, yeah. So you want to make sure that you have as close contact, I guess, and direction and, I guess, some sort of aim. Sometimes women will have a retroverted uterus where the womb that's up down is kind of tipped backwards as opposed to tipped towards the front. When it's tipped backwards, that can make it a little harder to get pregnant, and sometimes a different position could help, okay? And then they say, like I've always said, make sure the woman has an orgasm, okay? It seems to help. 1-877-DOCTALLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this was an interesting study. Apparently, researchers say that they could determine, okay, who's gay based on gene changes, okay? U.S. researchers say they've come up with a formula that can show someone's sexual orientation by looking at genetic changes. They say it's a controversial idea, and they have not made public the details of what they did. But the research being presented at a meeting of genetics experts suggests a variety of factors come together to help determine whether someone is gay or straight. To our knowledge, They say this is the first example of a predictive model for sexual orientation based on molecular markers. This is Tuck Nguyen, Nguyen, a researcher at the David Geffen School of Medicine at the University of California, LA, UCLA. Other experts says Nguyen may be going too far in saying he could predict someone's sexual orientation by looking at his or her genes. His study group was very small. According to Dean Hammer of the National Institutes of Health, the idea that sexuality can be found in genes is not all new. Apparently, he reported in 1993 that he had found a batch of genes linked with homosexuality and reported a variety of genetic findings. One thing they agree on is there is no single gay gene. So there's not like one gene when somebody's gay. There's multiple genetic factors a part of it. I'm reading this too, and I'm like, I mean, we don't really need gene testing for that. Okay, I mean, it really doesn't matter. I would say if there was any benefit to this, I would probably suggest maybe these parents who go, oh my gosh, I'm not going to let my boy sing in the choir because he's going to turn gay. And you're like, okay, mom, that's ridiculous. Okay, if your boy could sing, let the kid sing. You know, him being in choir doesn't mean he's going to turn gay. Okay, that, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, maybe this type of study would help parents who are so, I guess, concerned about environmental factors affecting sexual orientation. But we all know that's not the case. Except, I got to tell you ladies something out there, okay? I think one of the reasons why we have more and more men who are gay is because of the way women are. Right? No offense to women, but you are a hell of a lot harder to deal with than a man. I am so, so in love with my husband. And even though he's a pain in the butt, and a lot of guys are, he is so much easier to deal with than women. You women are driving men, all right? If they are, you know, very happy with their sexuality and they enjoy sex with men, and they enjoy sex with women, they're probably going to choose to partner up with a man. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them one bit. Okay? And you guys know what you do. All right, we ladies like to play our little games. Like, well, I'm going to do the silent treatment, and I'm not going to say nothing and let him figure it out. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to post it on Facebook. I'm going to post a cryptic status update, and then hopefully he reads it and he knows that I'm ticked. Oh, I do that. I do that. Yeah. I'm mad at my husband. It's on Facebook. Yeah, please.
I have only one thing to say about any woman who ever does that.
Rabble, 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 rabble.
That's it. That's my piece.
I don't know why we do it. Is it because we're too afraid to bring it up to our men, so we feel like if they indirectly get... The problem is my husband doesn't even read my Facebook. And if he does, he wouldn't get there's an underlying message. He wouldn't figure it out.
Yeah, we're not very good at those things. We really, there are only three things that men look for. That's sex, food, sleep. Get those three bases covered. We don't care.
Exactly. You know, I don't blame you. It's logical, man. Logical. All right. So anyway, okay, so what's this about the genetic testing? Let me see. So they observed epigenetic changes, particularly from blood DNA. Unlikely, what does it say here? All right, hold on a second. Okay, they go, genetic changes can be handed down from generation to generation, or they could be part of living life from the moment a child is conceived through adulthood. There are many epigenetic changes, and while they don't change underlying code, they do alter how a gene is expressed. So Dr. Peng Jin, a professor of human genetics at Emory University, observed epigenetic changes, which means around the genome, influencing the genome, particularly if from blood DNA, unlikely to determine the complex behavior such as sexual orientation. He told the American Society of Human Genetics meeting in Baltimore that he looked at these epigenetic changes called methylation in 47 pairs of male twins. Identical twins having the same underlying DNA, but the epigenetic changes can make big differences on what happens to them later in life. In 37 of the twin pairs, one brother was homosexual and the other wasn't. In 10 pairs, both brothers were. So he and his colleagues came up with this computer algorithm, a formula, that suggested that patterns of these methylations in 9 regions were associated with sexual orientation 67% of the time. They say sexual attraction is such a fundamental part of life, but it's not something we know a lot about at the genetic and molecular level. I believe that because I thought I had seen some of the sexiest men alive, and then all of a sudden, Michael Fassbender was in a movie. And I was like, whoa, no way. And then I was like, you know what? There is no way to predetermine who you are really going to have the hots for. Oh, man. I know. Michael Fassbender, I cannot wait to see the Steve Jobs movie. I can just sit there. I don't even know if it's about Steve Jobs. It's going to be the Michael Fassbender movie, all about Michael Fassbender. Yes, I still think Viggo Mortensen is very hot and sexy, but I haven't seen him in a movie recently, but I've seen Michael Fassbender. So, all right. So are we done with this yet? Let me see here. Okay. So according to Dr. Gil McVeen, a statistical geneticist at Britain's University of Oxford, my gut feeling is that as the complete story unfolds, the association may not be quite as simple as the summary and press release suggests. The important thing to note is the mounting evidence that homosexuality is a perfectly normal trait segregating in human populations. All right, so again, like, what do you use this for? I don't know, okay? We be with who we want to be with. I encourage monogamy from everybody. A nice, monogamous, loving relationship seems to be the healthiest for both partners. So I'm a big fan of that. What I'm not a fan of is parents trying to take their kids to psychologists that claim they could, hypnotize them into not being gay or change them from gay therapy. That I think is absolutely ridiculous. If that person is attracted to something, they're attracted to something. All right, and you'll get the comment. I'll get the comment from parents going, "Well, look at junk food. I trained him to not want junk food." No. Okay? For example, you think about it. You go, look at this. Okay? If I was really, really into something, could I be mentally trained to not want it? Like chocolate, like cigarettes, like junk food. You can manipulate the brain to not act on something you like. Chocolate will always be chocolate to me. I will see a piece of chocolate and want it. But what is trained for my behavior is to not acting on that. Now you see why when it comes to quote-unquote gay therapy, why I'm so against it. Okay? You have an emotion, passion, love, desire. All right? And these are emotions that are, when used appropriately, very good emotions to have. And you want to subdue somebody from doing that? And cause them to subdue it and live a life with somebody they don't want to live. You know, I get so many couples where they're heterosexual, you know, in terms of being a couple, but one does not really seem to be as involved. Why? Because they are using so much of their power to suppress any natural tendency towards same sex that they're unable to just obviously give it their all in a heterosexual relationship that they're kind of walking through, going through the motions. So, all right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know I give you guys a lot to do and I tell you guys to do a lot. So, you know, follow me. Really, honestly, following me on Twitter, is that really a lot of work? Really? I'm too busy in my schedule. No, you're not. You guys go to the bathroom and you take your phones in with you when you go to the bathroom, right? You can do it. This was an interesting email from Greg. You spoke of a medical school opening. I ask you if they are going to teach the students bedside manner. Most doctors I know don't have any. Bedside manner. This is interesting, okay? I'm sure he was being a smart aleck, but how do you teach bedside manner? You got a bunch of students, okay? There's medical schools all throughout the country. How do you teach them bedside manner? How was I taught bedside manner? How was I taught to be nice, all right, not cynical, all right? And how was I taught to do that in medical school? You're not, okay? You're taught that having bedside manner is good, and bedside manner is very appreciated by the patient, and having bedside manner helps you become a better doctor. But there's nobody that could sit there and teach that, okay? If you don't care as a person, and you really don't give a flying hoot, heart and doot, then that can't be taught. You can't teach a person to care. What I do recommend, like when I talk to students, okay, and when I teach them about bedside manner, is a lot of them do care, but they can't show it. You know, we were talking about men and women and, you know, relationships and things like that. We love our husbands. We love our wives. We love our boyfriends or our girlfriends. We do. But we don't show it. Our body language doesn't seem to show it. And sometimes we are completely aware of our body language. You know, one of the reasons why I can't stand watching me on TV is because I'm like, really? Is that what? Oh, my God. I was standing like that. Really? You don't see yourself. Now, my medical school was brilliant. They had in one of the classes, I think it was Amy Elwood who spearheaded this, a camera in the room. To that patient knew the camera was in the room. You knew the camera was in the room. And it was so we could watch how we are with the patient. Okay, am I sitting upright with good posture, demonstrating posture? Am I having good eye contact? Am I nodding when I listen? Or am I sitting there now, we didn't have these back then, but let's say now modern day, are you sitting there checking your text? Are you playing Candy Crush? Are you looking bored? Are you typing in your electronic medical record? Are you checking your watch, looking at the time? Well, that kind of thing. And you have we had other students, other doctors look at our behavior in the room and go, you know, you looked at your watch 5 times. You know, you just seemed to nod like robotically and it didn't look like you were listening, but I was listening. It just looked robotic to us. You see what I mean? And that takes a lot of time. That takes a lot of time out your medicinal studies to work on your demeanor with the patient. But I think it's one of the most important parts. You see, there's just not enough time. And now they want to limit medical school to smaller numbers, you know, less years. I don't know how they do that. So with my particular students, or whenever I give talks, I'm like, look, okay, you may be really empathetic. And you don't know how to show it. So there's a variety of ways to show it. Now, we used to be taught, you put your hand on the patient. Put your hand on the patient's shoulder. Put the hand on the patient's knee. I was taught that. My class, we were taught, put the hand on the patient's knee as you're sitting in front of them. Well, I guess, I don't know, in some different other medical settings, somebody had a big beef because the male doctor touched the woman's knee. And she thought it was suggestive. So then, you know, we later as doctors heard, okay, don't be touching a woman's leg. And you're like, okay, we were, you put your hand on the, it was a form of communication. So, because there's a lot of, concern of assault or abuse, or accusations of such, many doctors now are being very, very hands off. You're also seeing a lot more witnesses in the room. I'm hearing some doctors are seeing patients with the door open. I had a patient who said that even for pap smears, the door was open. I didn't believe it. I did not believe it. All right? I mean, you have a nurse. Why can't you close the door? And And it's not like other people were walking by. Maybe staff was in that room, not other patients or clients. But, I mean, there's this big, I guess, trend now to look like you're not assaulting anybody, or you're not being in a room alone with a patient, videotaping them or having sex with them or whatever, that some people are going the other way where, you know what, we're just going to examine you right in the middle of everybody so everybody can see that we aren't attacking you or, and you know what, it's getting really, really ridiculous. All right, and I think we are losing a lot of bedside manner. You know, I'll have patients that go, look, I need to show you something. I go, look, I got to get my nurse. No, you don't. What? No, I got to get my nurse. That really puts a wall up. You know, you just want to go, look, well, you should take a look at this. Is this a bad? You were okay with that? No, there's so much liability now. And so we're actually on one end teaching students how to make sure they're not going to be liable or being accused of something that they might not have done. Trust me, you have people out there that do bad stuff. But you make sure you have a witness in the room, right? You make sure that, like, for example, there was a case where, you know, years ago we were taught to have mom leave the room when we were getting a sexual history from teenagers. Teenagers don't want to talk about having sex or having had sex. They'll lie in front of a parent. So you order the parent out of the room and talk to the patient. I never like doing that. All right. And, you know, you could be, accused of, assault if the teenager says you guys were left alone and et cetera. So I don't do that. And parents hate being ordered out of the room. So what I do is I tell parents to stay there in the room and I will walk the patient to the bathroom. And then as I walk them to the bathroom, we just kind of talk. Right. And we talk quietly. And, you know, it's out there and open, but, you know, not in conversation ears. I'm like, oh, look, do you think I should do a pregnancy test? Should we be doing some STD tests on you? Because if so, I'll make sure that, you know, we do that in the blood work, or we set you up with gynecology, or we do, you know, whatever you need. And I do it that way. Now, that is not how we were taught. We were not taught that. We were taught kick mom or dad out of the room and have a conversation one-on-one in the room with the patient. Didn't work liability-wise. Doesn't work. So, what should new doctors be trained to do? If you care about something, convey that. And if you don't know how to convey it, then speak it. Go, you know what, you're telling me something that, I'm really intrigued by. And, it's concerning me about you. So, if you don't mind, can you repeat it again? I really want to know what happened. You know, I really want to understand what happened to you. Okay, you don't have to put your hand on them, you don't have to hug them, you don't have to cry with them, but even convey verbally and non-verbally, have some eye contact. This electronic health record thing is destroying bedside manner, because I could type 80 words a minute, I could type, no problem, I was able to 10 key, a couple hundred keys a minute, I could type, all right, that's fine, but I don't want to be facing a computer screen or a keyboard. Because it's not like, even though I can look at somebody and type, that's typing a narrative. These electronic health records, you got to click little boxes. So you're sitting there staring at a computer. And so there's a lot of factors, right? And then not to mention, you're always getting a different doctor, a different medical provider every day. That doesn't help either. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DA. DrDahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at DrDahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This was sad. We have a child who died from exposure to E. coli at a petting zoo as part of a fair. He visited the Oxford County Fair with his father. John Guay, the father of Colton Guay, says Colton died of hemolytic uremic syndrome 1 week after being admitted to Maine Medical Center. Hemolytic uremic syndrome is caused by E. coli. It's a bacteria that releases a toxin. It attacks the kidneys and other organs. According to John Guay, it is believed that Colton contracted the bacteria through a simple interaction with farm animals at the fair. Now, the Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention said two children were hospitalized with symptoms associated with E. coli, and they are searching now for any links to the cases. You know, we had a friend of ours years ago who would never go with us to the petting zoo part of these fairs. So anytime there was, like, I don't know, a pumpkin patch thing or school fair or something, like, all right, let's go to the petting zoo. Let's let the kids ride. No. I don't want the kids touching that. They'll get sick. Like, they're not going to get sick from a little goat. And you see, there's hand sanitizer there, so the kids can sanitize afterwards. And I know as a parent, I still wanted my kids to wash their hands thoroughly after doing that. I have to admit, sometimes the kids were in such a hurry, they did just a couple squirts and ran off. But we have to realize that a lot of these animals out there, they carry bacteria. And I'm not saying this is what happened to this little adorable boy. But, you know, they're looking at a little cluster now of E. coli. Induced hemolytic uremic syndrome, or E. coli infection. And so, you know, when your kids do go to petting zoos and everybody wants to touch an animal, you make sure you immediately wash your hands. Don't let them touch your mouth. Don't let them touch your eyes. Okay? And be very fastidious with that. Firstborn children, they say, are 10% more likely to be short-sighted or nearsighted. All right. Now, I've seen that trend, okay, a lot. But according to this study, they say it's because parents push them harder with their schoolwork. What? I don't know if I want to say that. They say experts say that the first children are more likely to have been pushed to do well in school, with hours staring at books harming their eyes. Scientists at Cardiff University analyzed health records from 89,000 British people aged between 40 and 69. They found that those who were the first to be born in the family were 10% more likely to suffer from short-sightedness or myopia than people who had an older sibling. They were 20% more likely to suffer from severe myopia, nearsightedness. The research authors said that parents tend to spend more time overseeing their first child's education, while subsequent children are given more freedom to play outside and less time staring at books. I want to say it's not the books, it's the TV. I remember even with my kid. With my kid, we got all the Baby Einstein videos. Oh, those Baby Einstein videos were amazing. By the time the second kid was born, we're like, okay, older brother, go entertain younger brother. So older brother would entertain him, and the younger kid had no desire to look at the videos. No desire at all. So my younger kid did not watch as much TV as older. But what's very interesting is my younger son is much more into TV and movies than the older boy. The older boy's into video games. Older boy wears glasses, the younger one doesn't. So I don't know, but I notice that a lot of the families. They say older siblings tend to do better in exams, but their eyesight suffers. The scientists led by Dr. Jeremy Guggenheim of the Cardiff School of Optometry and Visual Sciences wrote children with an earlier birth order are relatively better at school owing to parents investing more time and or resources in educating children with an earlier birth order. Well, I got to tell you, one thing is, okay, your first kid comes out, you do everything for them. You want to be there for their first word. You want to be so active. By the time the second and the third one come along, they're like, you know what? They're going to learn it. They're going to learn it without me anyway. And you really do. You really concentrate less on the kids. Now, yes, I sometimes feel like I spend more time with the younger one than the older one because the older one, you know, all day long at school and practice and et cetera. But do I work on my kid to read? No. I just say, go do your homework and leave me alone. All right, so what should children be doing? Well, they should be spending at least 2 hours a day playing outdoors to protect their eyesight. They should limit the time they spend on electronic devices. That's another thing. It'd be very interesting to see what's happening with now computers and cell phones. I mean, my older son, they still had books. before they start to move to computers and iPads. My younger son, most of his schooling was already on computer. So they say the impact is worse in China, where 80% of teenagers are now short-sighted, nearsighted. And they say it's a trend that experts say is because of high educational standards. A report published by the Breen Holden Vision Institute in Australia last night predicts that the number of people globally with nearsightedness will increase from 2 billion to 5 billion. Well, I also, by the way, think it's genetic. You know, my mom was nearsighted, so then I was nearsighted. Of those, 1 billion could be at risk for blindness. Chinese scientists have reported a 23% reduction of myopia in children who spend an extra 40 minutes outside in the sunshine. Now, that's also true. You know, when you're outside, we found that that also helps prevent short-sighted, nearsightedness. Why am I saying short-sighted? All right. You got to get the kids outside. They have to be focusing. Your eyes are basically designed to look on a variety. You look at a variety of things. Your eyes are designed to shift. They're designed to evaluate. They're not designed to just stare at something. Think about your hunter and gatherer forefathers. Okay. Yeah. Even the gatherers, when they were picking the berries, they were moving on to the next bush, like within 5 minutes. Okay, you didn't just stare at the same place, you moved around. Speaking of China, by the way, a new study says that a third of all men currently under the age of smoking is going to die prematurely if they don't give up smoking. They say, published in the Lancet Medical Journal, two-thirds of men in China now start to smoke before the age of 20. Around half of those men will die from the habit. The scientists conducted two nationwide studies 15 years apart, covering hundreds of thousands of people. And in 2010, 1 million people in China died from tobacco usage. But researchers say if these current trends continue, we're looking at 2 million people, mostly men, dying every year by 2030, making it a growing epidemic of premature death. They say more than half of Chinese men smoke. Get this, only 2.4% of Chinese women smoke. The study was conducted by scientists from Oxford University. Let me see here. All right, how's America doing with that? Men smoke more than women in America. They do. Expensive brands of cigarettes. You know, remember, it's a different country. All right, so cigarettes don't really see as many smoking bans out there because that's not what the public wants. Okay, apparently, you know, a lot of relationships are built over smoking. Smoking is still a very big part of their culture. Smokes are gifts a lot of times. The ordinary brands are affordable to everybody, but the fancy smokes are given to, you know, as gifts. So, I don't know. Still, China seems to be the biggest cigarette consumer. Then comes Russia, United States, Indonesia, Japan, Germany. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of cancer, they say an elephant rarely gets cancer. They say an elephant and a naked mole rat may have something in common. They both get cancer much less often than other mammals do. A naked mole rat. I know. Maybe I'll run around naked and I won't get cancer. Elephants die of cancer at a rate of 4.8%. You contrast that to animals who die from cancer at a rate of 10%. Elephants' large size. Remember we had that study where the taller you are, the more likely you could be to have some sort of cancer? They found cancer risk linked to being tall. You'd think an elephant, since it's huge, would have more of a chance, but it doesn't. So scientists think this is very odd. Okay? And so they're looking at that. A new study published Thursday in the Journal of American Medical Association may have discovered how these elephants fight cancer. If we could figure out how they fight cancer, then maybe we can then use that for us. Right? Apparently it's a gene called the P53. It suppresses tumors. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down. You gotta hang me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.